Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Have you ever heard his feelings? I don't think I have.
I've made him go, what? A lot.
I've made him go, why would you say that?
Yes, yes. I'm like, Rogan, do you think you'll ever like get CTE and like kill your family? And he goes, what? I always like say, I'm like,
I didn't go that far. I'm just
curious.
I told Segura, I bet him a $50,000 I could build my own pool.
Yeah.
Do you think you could build your own pool? Get online.
I think I can do anything.
A pool doesn't sound complicated to me. What I'm interested in is underground bunkers.
Ooh.
Now we're talking. Now we're talking.
That's got to be on the internet. I bet you that's like a big thing.
Well, super easy to build. Well, now, hang on. I watched one dude do it in Russia.
Oh, Russia, because there's a guy in England that blew my fucking mind. His name's, I think, Colin Firth.
That is an English
Colin
name.
Colin Firth, the actor. He's got a side gig.
I think it's Colin Firth. And this dude really is badass.
For real? Like, how big? Because they're never as big as you think they're going to be.
It was a really good size. I just think that underneath, like, this is something that I want in LA, because I just think that all I'm doing with my house in the Hollywood Hills is just waiting for it to burn down. Like, I mean, it's just... Yeah.
Also, the streets are like, it's like an automatic do not resuscitate. How would you get an ambulance up there?
Right.
Your house is pretty awesome, though.
I love my house, but it's going to burn down. It's just a matter of when. And so I want to have... like a fireproof, I'm not worried about nuclear explosions.
Yeah.
That's not the thing. I just want like, there's a fire. Like, put the stuff in the bunker.
Like a cooling bunker.
Yeah. Not for you, not for people, for things.
Yeah, I mean, we do have a lot of animals too. We've got three goats and four dogs and three cats. Like, it'd be nice to put them in the bunker.
I kind of was thinking about this morning. This is gonna sound really horrible. I kind of want to die, like, surprise. Like, I don't want to know it's coming.
Yeah,
you know?
Well, of course.
Like, I don't want to have cancer and then be like, so 6 months and then...
wither away.
Yeah, I kind of want it to just happen. Like,
you want a tree to fall on you. So you got to build the bunker, ruin the trees, the tree strikes you dead.
There we go.
Happened to a guy in my neighborhood.
Are you serious?
When I was a kid, my friend from horseback riding, her dad died, a tree just fell on him, he was dead.
Wow. I think plane crash is the way to go because...
That adrenaline
in
the end
is
pretty
good.
How many people have heart attacks before the plane
pretty
crashes?
Delicious. That is a delicious feeling.
But yeah, you realize you're going down. Like, okay, wow, you're filled with adrenaline. Right. The adrenaline overrides everything. You've got long enough before the impact to deliberately think your last thought, kind of. And boom. Plus, if you're the most famous person on the plane, you're the only one that matters.
Yeah. It's going to be tough for me.
I remember I was on a private jet with...
When they blame you because it's your weight that made the thing. like, this fucking piece of shit.
Well, look, all of us are going to have jokes made about it. Like, when you die, they're going to go, finally. Like, I can't believe they got him. like you have so outlived your expiration date.
For sure. Yeah.
I mean, exponential. And then, and you, both of you guys, both of you guys were not set up to live this long.
Yeah.
The way your brains were programmed. She's sober also. You're both sober. Yeah.
Yeah. I fucked a lot of people on their celebrity death pools.
Dude, I'm the day.
I fucked a lot of people on their celebrity death beds.
Hey guys, brand new episode of Something's Burning. My guest today, Annie Letterman, Steve-O.
Sure, hold on, let me not be the
no,
asshole.
No, it's perfect.
No, be
it's
the perfect. Asshole.
All we need is that little bit. Here's why. Here's
you
what
guys
it's
know Steve-O's a fucking dick, dude. He's a fucking dick.
Because you guys are both healthy, and you're the only ones I've ever had a dietary restrictions, and I'm not drinking on this episode. And so I thought what we do is we'll make healthy, we're going to start off with my health drink. So my,
why are you
I
not
drink
drinking?
Semen.
Because I don't know. Actually, if we're going to be very honest, I've been drinking that a lot lately, and I was kind of looking forward to hanging out with you guys and not drinking.
I don't care
if people drink in front of
me. Yeah, like there's nothing
but
about
it. But we want you to do what you want.
Yeah, well, maybe I'll sneak a drink if I need
there,
it.
There's
see
yeah.
if we catch.
Yeah, did you ever sneak a drink when you were drinking?
I was drinking all day. I used to call my Jack Daniels OJ, so I felt like less shitty in the morning. I was like, pass the OJ. My boyfriend and I would always do that.
Really?
No, we were morning. We loved our drinks.
I don't remember sneaking drinks so much.
I was pretty open about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I do really hate it when people smoke weed around me because now I'm like breathing it in and it's like secondhand high kind of shit. But your drink's not coming out of the cup to fuck with me. Like,
I woke up pretty, I had to work out with Lacey today.
Oh,
and I woke up Lacey. Yesterday. This is, I don't know. I'm wondering if you guys ever had this in your head. So like Sunday, I'm out at the beach with Leanne. We get up and go for a bike ride to breakfast, and we order tequila sunrise. It's a really nice morning, have a tequila sunrise. And for me, once I have that first drink, the gloves are kind of off. Like, my day's done. I'm not going to work out. I'm not going to do anything off. It's like, yeah.
Who's working out?
I'm broken the seal.
Who the fuck is drinking and working out? I mean, that's amazing.
Well, I have a lot. And so, yeah, I used to run on my treadmill with a box of wine. And so I then, we go on the beach. I have a big tequila and soda. And then we get in the car to drive home, and I make another big tequila and soda. We're listening to music. I'm feeling fucking great. I get home. I pass out in the backyard in the hammock. An IV. I get an IV. IV guy comes. Leanne and I have another drink. These guys show up. We have a few drinks with them. And then I wake up yesterday morning, and I work out with Lacey at 7 in the morning. I do radio at 6, work out at 7. And I don't really remember working out. And I was like, I think I was still drunk. And then I was like on edge all night. Just I don't know what it was like when you decided to get sober, but that first day we were like, oh, this fucking sucks.
Yeah.
That's whatever it felt like yesterday. And I couldn't really turn the corner with drinking. I woke up this morning and I was like, I said, we're never going to let that happen again. Those morning drinks, I'm never going to let that happen again because I go, I don't enjoy it. It's not fun. And then I was like, I want to enjoy the drinks. And my recovery on tequila has been fucking through the roof.
Yeah.
However, my favorite drink I drink, and I just got my blood work back from my doctor, is this healthy drink, and it's the Joe Rogan health Hulk cum drink. It's kale, celery, ginger, green apple, and it's not tasty, but it's so fucking good for you.
Yeah.
So how's that not tasty?
You'll see.
All right, what's this one?
So that's onion.
Is this knife a podcast sponsor?
It is. Thank you so much. Kamikoto knives. They're fucking amazing. They come in a nice ashen wood box. They're a great present. They're amazing for sushi, but they're sharp as fucking shit. Yesterday, I was trying to lick ingredients off a knife, and I, Steve-O style, cut my fucking tongue with a Kamikoto knife.
I feel like that's a you problem, though. You can't blame the knife for that. I mean, look at the fucking knife. That's not a licking knife.
Do you know how I discovered my whole break the light bulb and cut my tongue trick?
How?
I was like 8 years old. For some reason, I was in my parents' bathroom and just squeezed toothpaste on their counter. And I thought, oh, no. Why'd I do that? I'm going to be in trouble. And so I grabbed for the first thing to clean it up.
A light bulb?
No, it was...
Doesn't sound like a light bulb went off on that one.
I grabbed what I didn't know what it was. It was a fucking like a Bic razor, right? Disposable razor. And so I scraped it I scraped on the counter. And I'm
made
like,
a neat line.
I'm like, well, no, all I did now was just smear it. Like, fuck. And I got it on this thing. So I tried to lick it off. Trying to lick it off the thing, and I'm like, oh my god, no, dude, now I'm bleeding everywhere. This is awful. I'm gonna be really in trouble now. Never gotten any trouble.
I feel like getting injured would get you out of trouble. That didn't work.
I cleaned everything up. Nobody found out.
Go ahead, keep going. I'm sorry.
And then years later, I figured out to break light bulbs and chew and swallow the glass and cut my tongue and bleed everywhere. It was very disturbing.
Do you remember where you were the first time you saw Jackass?
I watched it. My mom is like honestly a number one Jackass fan. It's so funny. My mom like cannot hold her shit together with Jackass. My mom will get into these laughs that are so fucking humiliating. Like her laugh goes so high pitched and she can't help herself. Like she'll pee herself.
Oh, Leanne does that.
She's like a farter. Like, she'll just go, she'll spit stuff out of her
start
mouth.
Squirting.
And she squirts. She's tweaking her nipples. It's so weird. But Jackass is always, but I don't know the first time I saw, I used to watch, I mean, I watched everything. Always.
I remember the first time.
I remember the first time I saw Steve-O in person. I was walking in New York. This was before I was even doing comedy, or maybe I was doing comedy, but like maybe open mics. And I just saw outside of a, on the corner of a like bodega or something, there was just someone bent over and it was an ass crack. And I was like, I wonder if that's Steve-O. Like, it just seemed like it would be you. And then it was you.
Wait, what year is this?
Probably like 2009, maybe. 2009.
Sober or not sober, Steve-O?
I got sober in 2008.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
Is that crazy? It's been 14 years.
Wow. Holy shit. That's
I was 2009. Cool. I can't even one up you. And I just stopped smoking weed 3 days ago. So.
Did you really?
Yeah.
That's do you smoke cigarettes?
No, I got hypnotized not to.
What?
Yeah.
That works?
Yeah.
For real?
Uh-huh. I got hypnotized to not smoke cigarettes. And then I did the Life is Beautiful Festival the next week. And I was there with all my friends. We're at like Green Day or something. It was like so fun. And my friends pulled out a pack of Camel Crush, which was my favorite cigarettes.
Is that the ones that you pop?
Yeah, so it's like the cool, it's like dinner and dessert. You get a little menthol at the end. And then I couldn't smoke, like I didn't, it wasn't in my identity to smoke. And I was like, this is like the situation where I would smoke.
Do that with me being fat.
You can do it. I'm learning hypnosis. I'll hypnotize the shit out of you.
How are you learning hypnosis?
I'm taking a course.
As they teach it to you, they go, you need to tell them to close their eyes and you start getting hypnotized. And you're like, oh, you did it to me again.
I just want to give you, you're buying my merch. Buy my merch.
I mean,
you're getting tickets for the Sunday show too.
Green apple, kale, spinach, celery, and ginger. It is so good for you. Cleans out your arteries.
Green apple, celery, ginger.
Kale and spinach.
So it's not good because of the kale.
It's not good because it tastes like fucking you're tossing a cow's salad. Yes.
Yeah, but the apple and the ginger is going to pull you out of the fire.
You'd be shocked. I made this a lot. All right, so this
we
is, by the way.
You think it's delicious?
The Vitamix is my favorite thing I've ever bought. Oh, I need water in here. I need water.
Vitamix, you owe Bert Kreischer money.
I wish I could get a sponsorship by Vitamix. I love my Vitamix.
Hang That's on. Hard to do that. He's a hero.
Yeah, I
love that you even have things that interrupt us. It's not just you. Even your props.
It's not just me talking over you. I do this. What was that you said?
No, I'm
this
your
would be
match.
A great bit if you were like, no, seriously, no, in college, I one I time I ripped a girl.
Do you remember when I was dating the rollerblader?
No.
I was dating a rollerblader for 3 years. And
like a professional rollerblader?
I mean, no. His passion was rollerblading.
All right.
I'm loud enough. You used to be loud enough.
The key to this, the key to this drink is to drink it before it coagulates. Because what will happen is all the stuff will gather at the top. So we got to give it another little juice. It'll gather at the top, and you want to make sure you can get it down before that happens.
This is so nice.
There are some chunks in here. That's just ice, don't worry.
What did you think we thought it was?
Kale.
We already know there's kale in this bitch. But this rollerblader that I used to date, he all of a sudden decided he wanted to do stand-up in the middle of a relationship, which is so fucking annoying. So
for
he'd
real?
Be like, yes, I'm just like,
nuts.
It's so annoying.
I would find that so fucking offensive.
And then he wouldn't do it. He wouldn't do it.
If
I'm like, you're not even doing it.
Hey, cheers.
Cheers.
All right.
To cheers. Joe Rogan.
To Joe Rogan. Not that bad.
It tastes amazing.
Yeah.
Or this is delicious. Are you crazy? Your taste buds broken?
No, this one's actually better than normal.
Can you imagine if you put a banana in there?
But banana, I stay away from the calories. I try to just keep it. By the way, there's no way.
Do you think bananas are the problem?
Do I have a green mustache? Steve-O's got a green mustache.
Mine is just blonde.
Like we just blew the Hulk. Oh, sorry, sorry, buddy. I just didn't want him to get angry.
Isn't the Hulk a girl now? You ate the Hulk out.
At least
you can keep yourself straight.
What do you mean the Hulk's a girl now?
There's a girl Hulk now. They're coming out with a girl Hulk. She-Hulk. I feel ready. I wish I would have auditioned for that.
Support. You want to get cast as?
I mean, see me at the airport when my fucking flight gets delayed.
See? That's really good for your carotid arteries.
Cool.
Did you get a checkup when you went into rehab? Did they give you like a full checkup of like?
Bert,
all right,
if you don't wipe your mouth, I'm gonna throw up all over you. I'm gonna vomit all over your face.
Is it bad? Was it too much?
To be so unaware of your mustache. This is sober Bert.
This is sober Bert. Something's Burning is sponsored by BetterHelp Online Therapy. Whether you're struggling with grief, relationship issues, having trouble meeting goals, just having trouble sleeping, online therapy might be right for you. BetterHelp is secure online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with a licensed professional therapist. They will meet your needs, match you with your own accredited therapist, and boom, you can be matched with a therapist in under 48 hours. I have been doing therapy now for quite a time, and I love online therapy. I used to be in the other therapy where you had to get in a car, get into traffic, sit face-to-face with someone. And then Leanne switched me over to online therapy, and man, I love it. Sometimes I don't even use the video. I just do a live chat on the treadmill with my therapist, and it goes by faster than you would think. And let me tell you something. Talking with someone is the best way to get through your issues. Take that from a man with a lot of issues. Visit BetterHelp.com/burning and join the nearly 3 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. Something's Burning listeners get 10% off their first month of online therapy at betterhelp.com/burning. That's betterhelp.com/burning.
Do you remember when we first hung out? We were at some comedy festival. I can't remember where it was.
In Vegas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was great.
That was one of those bender weekends for me.
The best with Bert is he does secret time with you, where you just give all the secrets, and you know you're getting the same secrets other people are getting, but it still feels so good.
We were talking about this last night. I'm really bad at keeping secrets. I'm really
bad. But you go secret time before, which is so funny to like announce you're about to tell someone's secret.
I told people were going tit for tat on how bad I am at telling keeping a secret. Jimmy Tatro told me a secret. He's an actor in our movie. In the pool. We're sitting in the pool. He goes, can I tell you a secret? And I went, yeah. And he told me the secret.
I dare you.
And I went, whoa. And I immediately went over to my phone. I called our executive producer. And I said, you're never going to believe what Jimmy just told me. And Jimmy went, the fuck are you doing? I said, I really didn't even know I was doing it. I said, what? And he goes, I just told you that was a secret. And I was like, oh, I got to call you back. And he's like, no, you're not calling him back. It's a secret. And I went, I didn't even realize I didn't. I did.
Because you don't have secrets, right?
I don't have any secrets.
I don't have any secrets.
Because I feel like your secrets make you sick. So if you just tell everyone everything. Look, even the bad things about me, I say them on podcasts. Like, yeah, I'm bad at listening. I talk over people. I think about myself a lot. I like being famous. I like having money. Like, there's all the things that you're not supposed to say out loud.
Yeah.
I say them because you're going to see me like them at one point or back that way at one point.
Right.
All right, let me tell you what I'm going to cook you guys, okay? Mediterranean seafood stew. Zarula de pescado. Pescado. Ooh. Yeah, because you said you both would eat whatever, but you're like, I would love to stay away from dairy. I would love to stay away from bread. And I'm trying to say keto.
Oh, so this is I forgot. I don't want to fuck with dairy.
Yeah.
I didn't say dairy because I didn't want to be so insufferable. But
No, it's fine. It's fine.
I said I would like to avoid dairy, but I'm not going to be militant about it.
I said, whatever we got to do on camera, I'll do because I'm dedicated to my fucking craft, all right? And I'll do whatever. But if it's just crafty, there better not be any fucking sugar or carbs.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Like, lady in LA, don't fuck with my career.
But this is great. This is a great healthy lunch for us. It's seafood. It's going to be fucking awesome. And you know, those are one of the blue zones. Does anyone know what a blue zone is?
Nah.
Blue zones, I just learned this yesterday. My cousin's watching. Blue zones are places in the world where people live longer than everyone else.
Mm. Oh, how about that?
And so blue zone is the Mediterranean. They live to be like 120.
Yeah.
I don't know that. I just said
because
that.
Because they're big on olive oil. That's part of it.
Olive oil, seafood. They're not like a big starchy. Who dies the quickest? It's got to be England. Got to be England, right?
America's not doing well.
No, right? America's got to be up there. We have the most obese people, but I think our restrictions on obesity are different than everywhere else.
What do you mean restrictions?
I mean, meaning like you can be, you're obese at like two, like Rogan's obese. No. Like by standard, there's something wrong with that BMI scale.
Yeah.
That BMI scale tells you're obese when you're not really obese. Like it says I'm obese.
This really sounds like people have convinced you're not obese.
You got it.
That Rogan
was that too transparent?
It just sounds like Rogan was trying to make you feel really good about yourself. And
no, I'm right now.
Rogan
250
has like no body fat.
He is no body fat. Because he doesn't look 59. Uh-huh. Or wait, how old is he?
53.
He's a 53?
Nah, I think he's a little more like 55 now.
Really? I'll tell you, there's some comics that should.
Well, I know he was, what did it say? When they did the skywriting that said Joe Rogan is 5 what? What did it say?
5'3".
5'3"? Okay, that's his age, because I did his podcast the next week, and he said I'm 53, and I didn't take the joke because I hadn't talked to him about it yet, so I didn't know if his feelings were hurt, but I wanted to go, oh, that's what the skywriting meant. You're 53.
Have you ever heard his feelings? I don't think I have.
I've made him go, what? A lot.
I've made him go, why would you say that?
Yes, yes. I always say things like, I'm like, Rogan, do you think you'll ever, like, get CTE and, like, kill your family? And he goes, what? I always, like, say, I'm like,
I didn't go that far. I'm just
curious.
I told him that. You just told him. Oh, that's so great.
You would kill your whole family?
He thinks that all
or,
the
like,
time.
When he showed me his fan, I go, are you wearing a fanny pack? And he goes, yeah. And I go, that's hilarious. And he goes, I sell them. And I go, you sell Joe Rogan fanny packs? And he looked at me like,
I just got measured. I got my hearing. That's what I wanted to ask. When you got went to rehab, did they?
What is it? 4 or 6?
What?
You got measured?
I got measured.
4?
First of all, it's 7 on the cough.
Oh, good.
Yeah, 7 on the cough, but I got a cough, like, and I got to push it back to the bone. Like, I have plenty of dick inside this fat. If I was going to get lipo, it would be this. My
you
fupa.
Have like a donut of fupa around your
it
penis?
It sucks. Like, I got to really push in on Leanne, and then she's fat there too. So we're just, you know, we're just, no, she's fucking great, but she'd be hating if I called her.
You're talking about her question. Venus mound?
What?
I had my family really like leaning on me about like my lifestyle before I went to rehab.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
And your dad's a pretty straight dude, right?
Yeah. And I said, look, guys, I'm going to go get like the most comprehensive medical checkup like that there is. And if it comes back healthy, you can just shut the fuck up and get off my back.
That's what I do.
So Dr. Drew turned me on to this executive health program at UCLA, which is...
I just did it.
Which is so fucking comprehensive, it is not covered by insurance. It's just
$5,000.
Extraneous.
I did it.
It's like just extracurricular medical attention.
It's everything. They test your hearing, they test your fucking sight, they test everything.
And then what do they do after that? They're just like, good luck,
So I go do it, and then the doctor fucking, the office calls me up and says, hey, we need you to come in to hear your results, which is just fucking categorically bad fucking news.
Yeah, that's not.
If you're okay, then they're just gonna tell you you're okay.
You don't get a phone call. You don't get a phone call. They go. They'll send you a message on your CSI.
Yeah. So I'm like, oh my god, what is it? And I go in there and I'm like, is my wiener okay?
That's what you were.
And the doctor's like, well, yeah, your wiener's fine. And I'm like, just celebrating. And then the doctor said...
He goes, your balls are a nightmare.
He said, your heart. He said, you have the heart of a 90-year-old man. And
you had an enlarged heart. I remember hearing this on Loveline.
Yeah, cardiomyopathy, he said I had. And that I wasn't going to live to be 40. That I had the heart of a 90-year-old man. And I was like... But my wiener's okay. Like, who cares? My heart, fucked my heart.
Wait, what did we do with your heart? What happened with your heart?
It ended up being like, I had like a borderline enlarged heart. It wasn't that big of a deal. I went to another like special. I mean, it's just not that fucking big. The guy was being a fucking
He was probably a fan. He probably wanted to meet you.
Sometimes doctors, just because they're doctors doesn't mean they're good people. And same with dentists. Sometimes the dentist, like I have mouth problems, like legit mouth problems. And I had one dentist just go, and my assistant Pete was with me. He's like, we're just going to have to break your jaw. And then what we're going to do is we're going to take out all your teeth. We're going to replace them with new teeth. And then it should be like a year and a half process. And I go, will it change what I look like? And he goes, oh, yeah, he won't look like it. I go, it's kind of my business. Is I look like this. And I won't.
Is that why you think you're successful? Because you're so good looking?
No. But if I all of a sudden come out looking like a new person, I'm like, remember like what happened with Jennifer Grey?
Yes.
And she got a nose job, and then all of a sudden everyone's like, who the fuck are you? Yeah. Like, you're cute, but you're not the girl we like.
Yeah, and Luke Skywalker, what's his name?
When he got Mark Hamill, my dad. He got into a car accident, but I couldn't really tell the difference on that one. Squid squares for 2 minutes. All right, squid. Squid. Hey, how do you feel about squid? You're kind of a, do you need to get out of here?
No, no, I don't. I don't at all. I was just curious because we're not doing much cooking yet.
I like that your tattoo of yourself looks like Obama.
I know, huh?
It looks
Thank
so
much. You.
I thought you put hair on Obama, like white man hair on him. I was like, that's kind of funny.
Yeah.
Well,
where's the pants?
Thank you for that. Okay.
Yes. I remember listening to that love line, by the way.
Yeah, it was crazy.
I remember listening to that
love line. Super crazy. I was in Colombia getting stem cell
therapy.
Yeah, stem cell therapy.
Intravenous?
I did intravenous. I also did the localized.
I did localized.
What does the intravenous do? It just goes wherever your body
needs it? Goes in your blood. It finds what your inflammation.
Yeah. It just hones in on what you need. The reason you do it in Colombia is because they're able to do...
the aborted fetuses.
Not that, because the stem cells they're using come from umbilical cords of healthy born babies.
Really?
All right. Now we're giving points to Roe versus Wade being overturned, guys.
No,
make the babies live so we can get their stem cells.
Maybe that's the way we convince people to change their opinion on Roe versus Wade is we just introduce intravenous stem cells, show you how the recovery is really great. It's really awesome.
I don't think it'll work.
So it's just umbilical cords, but the way that they use the stem cells, as I understand it, is not legal in America. And the speculation that I heard was that they don't want it to be legal in America because there's just too much money in pharmaceuticals and surgeries. They don't want people getting better. They don't want people getting better. They want people to be sick so that they can make money.
That sounds right. Those numbers crunch.
That you get those Brazilian butt lifts out there, and they're like, I don't know if I get plastic surgery in Colombia. I think I'd probably pass on that.
Right.
Did you ever meet Mike Busey in Orlando?
Yeah, big time. Did I film the opening sequence for my new special at his house?
Mike Busey.
Is that the thing you just showed?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Busey had kind of fucked up teeth, and I remember calling him on the phone, and he's like, yeah, I got this guy who's going to fix him. I was like, yeah. And he's like, yeah, he's out of Colombia. I'm going to his hotel room in Brooklyn. And I went, they fixed his teeth in a hotel room. I was like, that's like CSI shit. Where they're like, we found his body. It's in a hotel room. His mouth's wide open. We got to figure out how it happened.
I know. I don't know if he's giving you new teeth or taking yours for some reason.
Yeah, but I think that story, I apologize to Mike, that's not exactly how it went down.
I love this show. It's secret time.
By the way, that is like something I bet he didn't tell everybody.
What that is?
I bet he doesn't tell everyone that, and
I just
share it on camera.
Well, it's a good story. It's a good story. We live for the story.
I think Mike Busey would be stoked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mike Busey's a cool guy.
So I'm in Colombia at this thing. They've got all these different.
My God! It's the most disturbing video I've ever seen in my entire life.
The anesthesia challenge. Yeah.
He decides not to go under.
Well, to fight as long as you can. Like I have a buddy who we compete over. Like, who can...
Travis Pastrana?
Yeah, Danny Way.
Danny Way. Yeah, Danny Way.
You guys are sick. I love it.
Yeah. But they put you in a oxygen chamber in there, and you're going to be just chilling, laying in the oxygen chamber for, like, an hour or something. So they're like, you want to pick a Netflix show to watch while you're in the chamber. And so I watched the fucking whole thing about the fucking guy who falls in love with the octopus.
Oh, I won't watch it. I won't watch it.
It's
not the same as Squid, is it?
I mean,
no.
Do they feel the same?
No, it's like Mexicans and Guatemalans. It's totally different.
And one's life is more valuable.
I mean, this guy like has like a fucking relationship with a fucking octopus, and you become invested in it.
I'm having a hard time with my daughters. This guy's fucking. This guy's doing octopus. Octopi?
I mean, the guy is totally neglecting his own son to go hang out with
him. He's like, tell me more. So how's your son doing? Well, fuck that, man. I met an octopus.
My son only has two arms. You know how embarrassing that is?
I met an octopus. That's so fucking cool.
Yeah, I won't watch it because I do want to eat calamari. Like, I just know it'll be
right. Here I am, somewhat conflicted, but it has not stopped me from eating calamari.
Good.
You know
like
what
that.
Has stopped me from eating calamari is the breaded part.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I like that. Out of vanity or health?
I don't know where one ends.
Yes, you're right. You're right. Yes, yes.
Well, that's interesting. That's a really great point. What is losing weight is just vanity.
Or it's, I mean, it, you know, some of us might get doctors saying lose a little weight.
Some
dude,
of
here's
us.
The thing, dude. I fucking have been in grave trouble with sugar. And, dude, like, gnarly. I mean, dude, just recently I was in Hawaii and I was just on this. I gotta get to
a
donut
surfing?
Shop.
Did you go surfing? Did you go surfing?
I did surf one day.
Okay, keep going. I'm sorry.
So I'm like, I have to get to a donut shop. I'm turning into a werewolf. I need fucking donuts.
And is she hoping?
Finally find one. Find a donut shop.
Whoa, that's fucking hotter than I thought.
Wow, this show is
what's
aptly
going on?
Named.
Hey, something's burning. For real. What is going on?
Steve, put your hand in it.
Why did that happen?
Oh, my God. He doesn't know why things burn yet at this whole fucking show.
Whoa, it's happening again. I have my glasses on. Let's see if it happens again. No, we're good.
I like that your instinct is to add more. Even though it worked, it's still funny.
Why did it burn, do you think?
Don't tell him. You'll ruin the show.
Why do you think it burned?
Did you put some flammable shit in there?
I don't know. That was pretty crazy, huh?
That's what I guess. That. But in any case, I, when I watched the goddamn Joker movie with Joaquin Phoenix, now that's been back in like 2019 or something like that.
Yeah.
I sat there with a fucking tub of caramel popcorn and a jumbo pack of Red Vines and just went.
Instead of Twizzlers? You do have a sugar problem. Ew.
Yeah, mouthful of caramel popcorn and then in concert, chew it together with the Red Vines. Ate the whole fucking pack, the whole tub.
For real?
Yeah, I was like, dude, I have a problem.
I don't have a problem with sugar, oddly enough. My problem
maybe the alcohol.
Well, no, it's pizza. Like, I can't say no to salty things at night. Like, late night, I just want to fuck up salty things. I have a leaf blower. Get a leaf blower. It'll blow the smoke out. I have a salty things guy. Well, really bad.
I was like, is that how he's going to take his shirt off with the leaf blower? What does he have planned?
Why did that go up so? That was fucking really high.
I don't know. I've never cooked. This is the closest I've been to people cooking before.
This is just supposed to be in for 2 minutes. I pull it out. I put it aside. I throw this in there. I get that soft. And then once that happens, everything starts happening really quick. I wonder if I should drain the sauce. I bet that sauce is good, huh?
Yeah.
Especially with the onions and everything.
So I made my way into a food program. And you'll see that when you feed me this dish, I will take a fucking photo of it. And
then for real?
Send it to like to be accountable or whatever?
I'm taking a photo.
Is it like a OA type thing? Or
Is it school of thought?
Do you think you're addicted to quitting things? Because I was thinking this today when I was so excited quitting weed. I was like, ooh, I get to quit a thing again. I do kind of like quitting things.
One could argue that I'm addicted to 12-step recovery and...
You're addicted to 12-step recovery?
I don't know.
Are people so annoyed, like, oh, my God, is this the fucking fourth step again, Steve-O?
No. I think you mean the ninth step.
Oh, nine steps. Sorry, I didn't get through the steps.
What's the ninth step?
I didn't like giving away my will.
The reality is that I address one addiction and then another one crops up. It's fucking addiction whack-a-mole, dude. Like, first it was drugs and alcohol, and then it was sex, and then fucking it's sugar. And, you know, like, and every new level of recovery, you know, that I address, my life gets better. So I was like,
what's the one you're doing now?
Well, like, food.
But food's a hard one, too, because you need
really
it to live.
One.
Yeah.
You think we keep that sauce in? I bet it may add flavor.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't know about that. I'll just be the one that says it won't be good.
I think that's good.
In case.
No. It's good.
I need you to heavily cook onions.
Yes, no, it will fuck me up.
I cannot fuck with raw onions.
Done. Not a problem. I definitely have a food addiction. I definitely feel like I have a food addiction. And I don't know really how to handle it because it's harder. It's like if you were an alcoholic and they said, hey, just drink a little bit every day.
Yeah.
Because you got to do it.
Yeah, you can't just quit it. Yeah,
you got to fucking go after it. And that's what kind of is tough for me is like making healthy choices. And then ultimately, if I'm making healthy choices, I'm doing it right, I kind of have an eating disorder.
Then you get obsessed with the, yeah check, me too. I have that same thing.
In the food program, I keep hearing people say, I'm a restrictor. Do you know what that means?
I guess, yeah, like they, I don't know.
I'm an overeater, I'm an undereater, I'm a restrictor.
I don't know, I guess it would just be like quitting things. I mean, I don't know, I guess I do that too. I have to quit things fully. I can't just like do a little bit.
Right.
Or it's a wrap. Because with weed, I kept going like, oh, I'll just smoke like on the weekend. Like, never is that going to happen.
How would that work in your brain? Because I know that like one of the things about my drinking that I try to avoid is like I go, when my brain goes, I need a drink. Like my brain does it. I go, now you don't get
it's
one.
A habit. Yeah.
I go, that's not how this works. And so, but how does it, when you do alcohol, when you do weed and you know that you had a problem with alcohol, do you notice that you don't have a problem with weed, or do you go, or do you ignore it?
You know what I think it is? I think that I keep thinking that because alcohol, I know I can never drink again. I don't feel in fear of drinking it. I don't miss it. I don't, you know, it's been 13 years. People can get drunk around me. I really feel very like fortunate with that. And of course, knock on wood, because you know, people say that and then they're fucking bottomless in an Arroyo again. But I had with weed, I keep like thinking I can manage it. I did that when I was first quitting alcohol. I was like, I'll just drink on the weekends. But then I would have like shame spirals all week, so I'd have to drink for that. And then I quit like Jaeger. I was like, I'll just quit Jaeger. That'll be
okay.
Are you happy with that?
No,
I
quit.
I am jealous of Post Malone's Jaeger endorsement.
I quit Fireball.
Yeah.
That was the first thing I quit because I noticed it was a problem.
Yeah.
That I just didn't count it as a real shot. Yeah. And I would just drink Fireball all fucking night. And then I would feel sick from sugar all night. And so.
Oh, man, you know,
you never got Fireball.
Well,
because you were sober one time Fireball
set up. Yeah, there were things I never got.
Yeah, I had Goldschlager, same deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Goldschlager's.
Piss and gold flakes.
But dude, my version of that now.
Yeah.
Which I don't take a picture of. Melatonin gummies, and I doubled down with vitamin C jelly beans, dude. It's an actual thing, dude. They're so delicious.
Because you find that one little loophole where it's like, no, this is good for me.
Yeah, right. I get like that with those shakes. I get to a place where I am drinking when I'm being healthy. I'm drinking a shake, and I make them disgusting because I know it's better for me. And then I literally IBS because of it. Where I'm like,
what's IBS?
Dude, where you just shit nonstop and everything hurts inside
or
you.
Or it's or you're constipated. IBS is just like if you have stomach problems, they don't know what it is.
Irritable bowel syndrome.
Right.
If anything's wrong, I've been getting colonics. I don't know if you're supposed to get them. They're the best.
They're the best. Have you ever
they
had,
shit for
had a
you.
Colonic hydrotherapy.
It's the best shit in the world.
Literally have abs
one
the next
rule
day.
One rule is don't.
You literally like what?
Shit.
Abs the next day.
Oh, abs.
Yeah.
Don't push. All you got to do is not push.
That was, I was still strictly vegan when I got my first colonic hydrotherapy.
Yeah.
And I remember the person with all this stuff coming out, it was just so yeasty. They're like, what are you eating?
Just yeast.
Yeah, when you see like leaves come out sometimes, like ew.
But that was where they said that all of the vegan like mock chicken, all this fake fucking meat, which is nothing but soy, processed soy and wheat. They're like, dude, your body does not recognize that fake fucking meat as food. And
for real,
and it's coming out of your ass as this cloudy, yeasty shit that's changing your body's just saying no.
You got for that real. Booty yeast infection.
And that had a lot to do with why I got back on.
That's maybe
fish.
Restricting. Maybe that's restricting.
So you were really strict. Though? You were like
tea.
I remember coming into clubs and like Richmond, and they're like, yes, Tebow was here last week. He all he had was these green teas and vegan stuff. Like, and it was impressive.
I don't know, that sounds more like Rob Schneider to me. Rob Schneider is super gnarly.
He is into teas. It's funny what everyone.
He makes them bring like a tea warmer, and then he has his own like little like it looks like a light bulb he puts in, and then he has them get him like steamed fish. He's such a healthy little guy.
Yeah, he is. He's Filipino.
Zero vaccines in that body too.
Zero vaccines.
I opened for him over the pandemic. And I brought my puppy. I had this brand new puppy. And I brought the puppy, and he goes, put the puppy down. I go, oh, he hasn't gotten his shots yet. He can't go to... He goes, do not vaccinate your dog. Do not. And I was like, Rob, vaccines for dogs too? And he goes, do not do it. Do not do it. And he's like, it'll change his DNA. And I was like, well, what are you talking about? Then we get the shot. And the next day, my dog just has mange and all of the hair falls out of his face. And he looked like a fucking chicken. I was like, Rob Schneider was right. Also, I was like, is this the plot of the animal? I can't remember.
Dude, you know what I just heard about like the 23andMe shit, this DNA stuff.
No, what?
Dude, heavy. They say that that's part of the whole privacy laws and everything. But by making your DNA genetic profile public, or even giving anybody any access to it, that they can program like biological weaponry, which they can just release, and it'll only kill the people whose DNA they have. And they can do like different...
Did Rob tell you this?
And they can do like different degrees where they can kill you. Just on everyone else will be fine, but your genetic DNA, like you'll be the only one who dies.
Was this
like,
a credible source?
It was on the radio.
This is juicy.
It was on the radio. We sound like we're in a treehouse. It was on the radio. My dad heard it.
It was like NPR or some shit.
God, you know? That's fucking crazy.
And they said also that they could kill you if they wanted. They could just make you inoperable.
Dude, the 23andMe shit's crazy because my Leanne's friend did a 23andMe and found out his dad's not his dad. And then it found his dad for him. They were like, oh, you have 13 siblings in Wisconsin or whatever, 5 siblings in Wisconsin. And he was like, what? Dude, that 23andMe shit, I don't want to know.
Did you watch that Netflix movie about the doctor
that was fucking, he was like impregnating all the eggs?
Yes, I did. And I would do that. I can see myself. I can see myself getting caught up in that and going like, I
know, but that doctor thought that he was going to go to heaven because he had like fucking 3,000 kids.
To lift him up, to carry him up.
I mean,
I was freezing my eggs. And this.
Just keep them in the refrigerator. Don't freeze them.
No, it's really bad for him. No, but I ended up freezing embryos where they put my boyfriend's like sperm in them. So I have 4 half quarter Asian babies.
You already
babies.
Picked him?
What? Yeah.
The so
you just got him?
No. He's not a rollerblader. No.
I'm like,
he's a
Eddie,
skateboarder.
Eddie.
No, I love my boyfriend.
Okay,
the
best. The one now. Okay.
No, he's like, the greatest.
The fucking rollerblader. He's a rapist.
No, he's the greatest. Oh. But we're gonna get married. But but so when I went to the doctor right then, I got an email from another egg guy who was like, I'll do it for free if you talk about it on your podcast. And I was like, I don't want this to be done
free. If you talk about it on your podcast?
First of all, why do you need me to talk about it on my fucking podcast? What's going on with your business?
How much does it cost?
It was like, ended up being almost 20 grand.
No, talk about it on the fucking podcast.
No, dude. Was it? I don't want that to free. That has my eggs.
By the way, hey, I'll sponsor you. We'll make fucking scrambled eggs and fucking quail eggs. We'll all do all eggs.
I wanted to pay for it. And I had like the Kardashians doctor and shit. Like I got a good one, yeah.
I know. I'm trying to think about, I keep fucking.
I
are you straight glasses now?
Dude, I can't see without them.
Really?
Yeah, like. Not good.
You don't like contacts?
No, I've never.
I try. It's like a nightmare.
I've never, ever. Contacts sound like a fucking catheter to me.
It's so bad. My boyfriend can do them real easy. It's a nightmare.
I hope this is a big enough
like
pan.
Like touching my eyeball.
All right, we're putting in water. By the way, just so we're clear, I put in some. I'm cooking down the onions very aggressively.
Yeah, cool.
The garlic as well. We've got saffron in here. We've got paprika, salt. We put a little sugar in there to kind of help the stew. Everything's cooking down. Uh-oh. I put canned tomatoes. Now we're going to put a cup and a half
of
fish broth.
He said our trigger word. You could have just said there was no sugar. We wouldn't have fucking cared. Nobody would have known. This guy, do you listen? Do you listen?
Me? No, not at all.
Is it making you uncomfortable that Bert isn't drinking? Like,
no.
Part of me just wants
sometimes
to
I feel bad for people. Like, I had one meeting with this chick that was like, she was like an exec at a place I'm not gonna say, but so we had this like dinner and she was being so weird. Like I felt like I was on a bad date. I was like, am I bombing this fucking, what is going on? And then I realized she's like a big drinker and she wasn't drinking at the dinner. Like I give a fuck. But she was like so weird and stiff the whole time.
Ah.
I was like, drink, bitch.
Oh yeah,
want to be rude, but I'm like, guys, do you think I'm gonna relapse with you? Like you think you're gonna be the one I relapse?
That's so arrogant.
I'll be on an island with my family will be there, it'll be great.
I'm glad you're sober though, because I remember watching you drink. Oh, I remember watching you on Corolla that one time, and I was like, oh, this is the guy I love, and it's not working the right way. And I've been there on radio when you go in drunk at 8 a.m. and it isn't funny, and everyone's like, all right.
When I drank, I was accidentally on Jackass. I was just like peeling out. I fucking cuts all over my face all the time.
Tell them about the time you ripped off your nipple.
I did. I tore my nipple off. Well, almost. I was riding my motor scooter. I woke up just fucking my chin cut open, cuts all over my nose and face. I'd been wearing a dress. It looked like someone had slit my throat. There was just blood all down my dress. I just peeled out on my motor scooter, just fucking ate it into the cement. I had road rash all over my tits. And then I didn't quit drinking for a while after that. That was like my first, like, oh, that's when I was like, I have a drinking and driving problem. So that's why I moved to New York instead of LA.
No more.
I was like, no more driving. I took my vehicle away.
My fucking daughter got all the ingredients and she's not grown up. So she got the center cut of halibut, which isn't a fillet. It's got bones all fucking in it. So now I got to cut her on the bones. She got shrimp with the head still on.
He eats
she got
light
muscles.
Bulbs.
She got muscles that were half
I
a
eat
muscle.
Cement. The we half, can do this.
Like, and the whole point of a muscle is you put it in there, and when it opens, you know it's cooked, right?
Can we agree that leaving the tail on the shrimp, even if it does like add flavor,
is disrespectful?
That I don't fucking want the shrimp on my tail and
it's so annoying. I don't want a chore while I'm eating.
Yeah. Like, how annoying is it when you've got a meal that's clearly you're just supposed to go at it with the spoon or a fork, and you got to get in there and take the fucking tail off the shrimp?
Did you do Shark Week with Jackass?
I did the first one.
You didn't do this one, the recent one?
I didn't do the recent one, no.
You were there when Poopies got bit, though, right?
I was watched pretty rough. It happen.
He got bit by what?
A shark.
Kirby Reef shark. Severed his fucking arteries and tendons. He had.
Where you're like, welcome to the club.
He had multiple surgeries to reattach severed arteries.
Ooh, can he still like?
I mean, his hand's fucked for life.
Damn. Yeah, is it his right hand?
It's not. It's
was
not.
Was it his jerking off hand?
No.
But he's a surfer.
He's a surfer.
Surfing is just not for me.
I'm going to Hawaii to learn. I'm going to Hawaii at the end of the month to learn, to like spend some time at Turtle Bay and learn how to surf. And like, so that I can do it whenever I want.
I feel like such a loser. When I go out to surf, my eyes burn so bad. Nobody else is having the same problem. Like, am I the biggest pussy? Is it something that everyone feels and they just work through it? My eyes are burned. I'm like in hell.
It sounds like that's the sunscreen.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it might be the sunscreen. Good call, Steve-O. Steve-O, you think you'll ever have kids?
I had a vasectomy.
So that, yeah.
For the show,
I mean, I didn't happen to make it a bit.
If someone's getting chopped, it's getting filmed.
I just chose to do it personally. I do a lot of things by myself,
well,
too.
Well, I have an extra embryo if you ever need it.
Well, thanks.
It's a quarter Asian.
I just can't fucking wrap my head around the idea of creating a person.
Really?
Well, it's
very egotistical. Like, there's a lot of ego involved
in
it.
Well, right, but plus...
Especially when they look like you and things look like you in them, and then you like them more because they have your traits. Really fucking bizarre. These flies are fucking awesome, huh? All right, so we're boiling this down. We're trying to boil down this, and then I'm going to add in the halibut. Throw this back in. Throw the shrimp in. Do we get shrimp, Pete? We got shrimp and we got clams.
Those tails are on.
Scallops. Scallops? Yeah. Fuck yeah.
All right, I want to pee. How do we get to the bathroom?
I wonder if my dad and your dad would get along.
My dad gets along, I think, with most people.
Are
your parents in Florida?
Yeah, Florida. Yeah.
My dad's Florida.
Is your mom still alive?
No.
She passed away when you were a kid?
Not when I was a kid. She passed away in 2003.
Oh, shit. So, but she got to see your success.
She had she survived an aneurysm. So she was like super compromised from before I had success.
That sucks.
Yeah.
All right, Annie just dropped a deuce. I'm going to switch this into a bigger bowl, into a bigger pot. It's gonna call it the old switcheroo. We can do it while Annie's not here, right? God, it's hard.
Is that you acknowledging that you fucked up?
Or? No, I've underestimated my bowl size. So I'm gonna throw this in first.
Yeah.
And then I want this all cooking in the stew. Ooh, this is gonna be fucking good. Annie, come on in. We just switched bowls. Ooh, right there. Put this here. I'm gonna go a little bit more fist stock. And then we're going this first because it's a little bigger.
It's a little late for me to say this, but can I tell you I fucking love you?
That's not late. You can always tell people you love you.
Yeah, I fucking love you, dude.
I'm really impressed that this is gonna sound weird, but I think it's cool that I'm friends with you. Like I as a fan of yours, like a legit fan of yours, and then to know you, and then to watch your kind of journey has been fucking insane.
And then
it's like I told you, I played Jackass for Leanne for the first time the other night.
Yeah, it's so fun.
And she was crying laughing. If you don't know what Jackass is, it's impossible.
Which one did you play for her?
Can't remember. Pete, do you remember which one?
Number one,
the first one. Wow. Yeah.
And I kept saying, babe, it gets better. It's like.
Number two was the masterpiece. I don't think it gets better than number two.
Can I say, not to change the subject, we'll definitely go back to this, but Bert, I love that you have so many pictures of yourself around here. it's actually inspiring.
Yeah.
As someone who's trying to not be narcissistic, I'm like, you know what? Why don't I just lean the fuck in?
I was like, I don't like pictures of other people.
It's just plastered over. And Steve-O, you didn't flush, so in honor of that, I didn't wipe. I wanted to fit in.
All right.
Hey.
I'm a leave it mellow type of girl. It's like asserting your dominance over the bathroom.
It smells really good. Oh my God. Are you guys ready to try this?
Fuck yes. Does it usually go over rice, but we're...
We're
manorexic. I'm letter manorexic.
Oh, I should have gone with the smaller bowls. This is a lot of fucking fish.
I like how much all of us talk. Can I just say that?
Ooh.
I think we're all matched. You might talk the least, honestly.
I mean, only in this situation, I feel like I've been... I don't want to say intimidated, but I just think that there's been...
A lot of energy.
Yeah.
I talk a lot.
I can't stop.
I can't imagine not talking at my funeral.
Bert, do you know that my boyfriend says he wakes up in a full conversation every day? Like, he wakes up, I'm already talking. I just wait for him to wake up. I can't wait. I'm like, oh, I'm already on the phone. Bonnie McFarlane calls me at like 8 in the morning. I shoot out of bed. I walk to the coffee shop, talk to her.
Oh, yeah, I gotta take my picture.
Oh, to send to your people?
Yep.
Here we go. We'll put another one. We'll put the rest in here. And... highball it. Oh, this looks so fucking good.
It does look amazing.
This looks so...
Is one of the gags like we don't get utensils?
Something's burning. Something's burning,
apples.
No one's eating. This is...
Something's burning.
Sometimes I surprise myself and then I go, is a great meal just a try it away?
Do you try to send them like cute?
I put way too much effort into it. But yeah, there's always like an animal in the background.
Just some gay porn on the TV behind.
This fucking guy. It's literally.
Oh, did you feel guilty about this one?
I said, that was the before, and here's the after. Very proud of myself for stopping so soon.
Yes, he's got it restricting. We found out we're restricting.
Oh, you took the picture to send to your friends.
Yeah, you did.
That's how bad I am at listening. You just said it.
But you remember.
I was like, put it on social media. I don't care.
You know what's going on? I think you probably have ADD. Maybe it's undiagnosed diagnosed.
Okay.
So a lot of things are happening, but you're still like retaining.
Process.
Like, I will always finish a story. It'll be like 45 minutes later, but I will remember where I was.
I process. All right. So what's really important about this meal is I put, I pan fried the squid. I think we all remember that, right?
Yeah.
Then I put the halibut in first, then shrimp, then scallops so that nothing's overcooked.
Big time.
What were you going to say? I'm sorry.
I was going to say the first time that you were on my podcast, to date, the only time. I gave you my hot sauce. I gave you like a whole case of my hot sauce. And you were like, oh God, everybody gives me fucking hot sauce.
Leanne's
gonna be so fucking pissed. Like, and
Did you bring any hot sauce?
I think I maybe have some in the van.
I wouldn't mind tasting some hot sauce.
I'll take some of your fucking hot sauce.
Stimo's hot sauce for your butthole.
Hell yeah. And, blast that ass.
It's so goddamn good. But I only brought this up because do we not have hot sauce?
Of course I have hot sauce.
Take a step over when you come back.
I don't know. By the way, I feel horrible.
You don't have other people's hot sauce out.
Right, I feel horrible because I have so much hot sauce that people give me that I don't even know which ones these are.
We should get one of yours.
That's fucking bullshit, by the way, because Steve-O's hot sauce for your butthole is exquisite.
Oh, this is...
Do you put it in your ass?
Here we go. Someone sent me this.
Of course.
Saguro sauce number 7. Do we trust it?
No. Then I came out with a new...
That's where my embryos are being kept.
Then I came out with a new brand of hot sauce called Steve-O's Butthole Destroyer hot sauce.
Oh, and that's more. That's
way hotter.
Ooh, I like it.
I like the branding.
I do like it.
There's a lot of questions in that.
I do like it feeling like I'm in Jackass when I'm eating. Like I do like the suffering.
Oh, I like
but
the suffering.
But isn't it like?
Hot sauce.
Are you? It's like, do you think you're addicted to the like survival? That feeling of like getting through it right afterwards, the euphoria after you just went crazy.
Nope. I'm just an attention whore. That's it.
All right. I think we can all agree.
What do you guys think?
I think it needs hot sauce.
I think it needs.
I know.
Okay.
I'm not gonna lie. There's too much water in it, and I fucking said. I said there was gonna be too much water in it, and I was fucking right. I was fucking left the like. It wasn't like good water. It was like the frozen water that melted. It's like.
Now I got some hot.
How's the halibut? Is the halibut any good? At least.
A little dry.
It's so funny. It's in a stew, and I made it dry. Oh yeah, it's pretty dry.
And do you know what I mean about too much water?
And now I do. I don't think I started off knowing what that meant, but now I do.
When you're pouring those cups of water in.
I'll be a little thicker.
I was like, why are you pouring in all that water?
But at least we're not going to get food poisoning.
And,
uh-oh.
How the fuck would you know that?
I don't know.
We should get Steve-O's hot sauce so we can blame it on him at least.
All right, I'm going to try some hot sauce. Which one did you try?
I went with that
Red Ghost?
That Ghost. All right.
Okay. All right. Is it hot?
Mm-hmm. Ooh, that's hot. That sauce.
I know, I like it now. Now this tastes better.
But the onions are cooked, right? Yeah, mm-hmm. Onions are cooked. Well, I want to I want to thank you guys for being on Something's Burning. I really appreciate it. I think we had a great meal. My nose is running. I'm sweating fucking profusely.
It's going to make it even wetter.
I'm going to fucking pour through that. It's not bad if you crush the fish up a little bit and turn it into like a tuna fish.
A tuna.
Yeah.
I love a tuna stew.
What do you guys have to promote? Anything to promote? New special possibly?
Not there yet, but I'm touring my fucking dick off. It's pretty ridiculous. I've got Canada out the wazoo.
Yeah, I'm heading back to Canada in December.
I'm happy to let the good people of Europe and Australia know that it looks like I'm getting on all of them on my schedule.
Are you really? When are you going to Europe? I'm going in January.
Dude, January.
Are you serious?
Where I'm targeting January and February, yeah.
That's when I'm there. Like, oh, that'll be fucking awesome.
Pick who you like. Pick who you like.
That'll be fucking awesome. And what about you, Annie? What about you? You got Trash Tuesdays.
I have Trash Tuesdays. Annie Wood, my solo podcast, is coming out soon. I have Don't Bore Me with Annie Letterman Mondays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on Spotify Live. Yeah, it's live. Wow. It's audio only. It's so fun. And then I wrote a movie with Bonnie McFarlane, so look out for that. And then I'm on tour, too. You can go to annieletterman.com/shows. You can buy my merch.
Fuck yeah. Well, thank you guys for doing this. I appreciate it. Cheers.
Yeah, so dude. Fun. And then now we're going to have Bert on Steve-O's Wild Ride podcast.
Yeah, I'm going
it's
out
gonna
to do it
It's
going
to be a
right
wild
now.
Ride when you guys are shitting this out.
Yeah.
I should have given yourself a little
time to
digest.
Anyone want to try some?
You guys good?
Good.
I would recommend not trying it. It looks better than it is.
It looks way better than it is. I'm not going to lie to you.
The shrimp is good.
I'm eating the whole fucking thing.
This episode was brought to you by The Machine.